Ashley, I want those reports on my desk tomorrow, okay? Yes, and make sure they are organized in alphabetical order at the very least. Last time you handed in your reports, they were a disgrace. I had to spend half an hour of my valuable time sorting through them. You've been working here long enough to know the standards we expect. Okay, good night, Ashley. Drive safe. Oh, speaking of driving, Josh, if that hunk of junk is still parked outside tomorrow morning, I'm gonna send it to the junkyard where it belongs. I don't care if it's something you're working on, it shouldn't be parked outside your place of work, taking up a parking space, which, for the record, you aren't paying for. I was being lenient by letting you keep it there for a few days, but it's been nearly a week now. It's getting ridiculous. Get rid of it. Okay, one more day, but that's it. Do you understand me? Good night, Josh. Darius, please stop playing around on the computer. Log off and go home already. May I remind you, the work computers are for work only, hence the name, not for you to play Pac-Man. I'm not a fucking moron, Darius. I'm walking back and forth behind you all day. I can see you all tabbing into a different window when you think I'm not looking. Don't let me catch you doing that again. Okay? Now go home. Nah, not you, my little intern. Where do you think you're going? Home? No. I need a word with you in my office. Walk with me. In trouble? Why would you think that? Have you done anything today that you shouldn't? That was the most unconvincing no I've ever heard. If you haven't done anything wrong, then there's no reason to be nervous. Anyway, we always have our daily chats so I can keep up with your progress. This is nothing new. Yeah, we had a little chat earlier, but I thought we'd start having a more formal sit down at least once a week. Yeah, of course, that would take up more of my time. But it would be very beneficial for you and for me. It's important for me to help you feel like part of the team, ensure you're staying on track of your work, and make sure you're not getting distracted. Like, right now. If you're gonna stare at my ass when I walk, at least be subtle about it. Yeah, it's pretty damn obvious when I look back and see you staring straight at it. I don't blame you, though. I do have a great ass. Cat got your tongue? Okay, let me just lock up. Yeah, I'm locking my office. What's the problem? But what? Yeah, I said I wanted to see you in my office. Change of plans, though. I want these weekly formal meetings to be held elsewhere. Follow me, and if you can, refrain from staring at my ass. I swear you are actually like a kid in the back of his parents' car. Stop asking where we are going. We're going somewhere that's more private, okay? Does that quell your curiosity? Yeah, we're going outside. Take my hand. Just around here into my personal garage. Yes. Of course you are allowed in here. Okay. Get in quickly, man. Come on, come on, come on. Whew, there we go. Finally, it's pretty nice in here, right? Yeah, I have a few cars. Do you like them? Just out of curiosity, which one is your favorite? This one? Okay, well, take this one then. It's really expensive, so please be careful. The interior leather stains easily. So, if you spill anything or make a mess, you'll be cleaning it.
Look at your face.
I'm being deadly serious, though. No food or drinks in the car. What are you waiting for? Get in. There we go. All nice and cozy. Want me to turn the AC on? No? Okay, suit yourself. Let me just check the cameras and make sure no one's outside. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I forgot some of our staff are staying behind to fix our broken sign. Shit. No, we can't still leave. I can't be seen with you in my car. Why? Well, you're an intern at my company. I don't think it would be a good look if I was seen leaving the premises with you in my car. They would all presume the worst. Where are we going to go? Back to my place. Yes, you little smartass. They would have been correct in their assumption then. And what the fuck do you think you are doing? Why are you grabbing into my tits? Yes, of course it was implying that I was gonna fuck you later tonight, but there is some glaring issues stopping that from happening. And if you think I'm gonna let you fuck me in my own car, which might I add, is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, you are dead wrong. No, that wasn't a flex. I'm putting things into perspective. We are going to wait it out until they fuck off. I have no clue when they'll be done fixing it, but it would be in your best interest to not piss me off. I can always change my mind and not bring you back to my place. Okay, this is getting ridiculous. It's been nearly 2 hours now. How have they not got the sign working again? Hey, don't fall asleep. You're fucking drooling. Hey, oh, fuck me. Well, grabbing your bulge was a guaranteed way to get your attention. I don't want you sleeping and drooling in my car. Damn. What were you thinking about, Whatever it was, it got you very hard. You don't mind if I keep rubbing it, do you? No? I got you staring today, by the way. I noticed that you would always stare when I went past you, watching my hips sway as I walked through the office. You wanted to fuck me, didn't you? You'd have loved if I walked over to your desk, dropped to my knees, and sucked your dick. Keep dreaming, don't get me wrong. I think you're cute and pretty damn handsome, but I don't get on my knees for anyone. I'm dominant. That won't be a problem, will it? Good. It would be a shame if I had to throw you out of the car. You're trying to prove your worth, huh? That does feel pretty good. You like my tats? I see you're staring at them. Yeah, I've got two sleeves. I have some other tattoos elsewhere, but you'll have to remove some layers of clothing to see them. You know, maybe we can move into backseat. There's more space for us to fool about. Let me unbutton my shirt. Gotta let these poppies breathe. Huh? You like them? I know this isn't the first time you've stared at them, but it's the first time you've stared at them with no shirt in the way. I suggest you lose some clothes too. Yeah, I'm taking my panties off. You're gonna eat my pussy. Staring at my pussy looking gobsmacked won't satisfy my needs. Come here. Don't be shy. I won't bite. Unless you want me to. Wait. Before you do anything, I want to make one thing very clear. We are only doing this until they are finished fixing that damn sign. Then, I am driving us back to my place and we will finish the job. Do I make myself clear? Good. Now eat my pussy. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that feels good. You're natural, baby. You love worshiping your boss' strong, muscular body, don't you? Rubbing your hands up and down on my abs. I'd expect an answer, but considering your mouth is full, I'll let you off. Don't forget about my clit. Oh yeah. Okay, I'll be honest. I didn't expect you to be this good. Shit, I bet you're real hit with the ladies your age. Okay. Slow down a little. Please, slow down. Fuck. Take your fingers out. I'm gonna come. What are you doing? I said take them out. You little fucker. You did that on purpose. You wanted me to squirt and make a mess. You're really fucking lucky that it felt so good. Pull a stunt like that again and I will not be taking you back to my place. I can guarantee you that. I guess you did make me come. It would be cruel to not return a favor. I hope you're okay with edging, because you are not gonna be coming in here. Now, let me see what you're working with. Okay, that ball just definitely got a lot more pronounced. It's a pretty big bulge. Wow, you're big. Holy hung. I didn't expect you to have such a big dick. Fuck. I bet all the girls your age can't get enough of you. Those little sluts probably call you daddy and everything. What? Good one. Wait, you're being serious? You're a virgin? How? Interesting. I'm really not sure how that is possible, but I'd be willing to change that. No, not back at my place. Here. Right now. I'm aware that I've changed my tune. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a bit of a sucker when it comes to big dicks. And by sucker, I don't just mean that I'm irresistibly attracted to them. I mean that I get on my knees and worship them. Yes, again, I'm aware I said that I don't get on my knees for anyone. The situation has changed. Tell me to stroke your dick. Oh, don't question it. Just tell me to stroke your dick. Mm-hmm. Of course I'll stroke your dick. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Enjoy my hands going up and down your shaft. They are deceptively soft, aren't they? I think you could do with a little lube for a more pleasurable experience. There we go. Much better. What? Still can't believe my change in personality? This is just how it's gonna be from now on. Well, when we are alone in a sexual setting. During work hours, I'm still the boss, and you will treat me as such. Got it? I mean, is that okay with you? I'm glad. I think it's time I get more acquainted with your big friend here. Oh, fuck. It smells so good, too. Just sit there in the seat. I'll drop onto my knees in front of you. There's enough room. It's kinda intimidating being beneath this monster. Oh, shit. I wanna feel the weight of it on my face. Please, rest your big, hard dick on my face. Oh. Fuck. It feels so heavy. So powerful. So dominant. Tastes so good too. I love it. Does my tongue feel good licking the bottom of your shaft? Is there anything else I can do for you? Oh, you want me to start sucking? Of course. Let me just put one hand at the base and one hand halfway up your shaft. I think this is the only way I can get a good hold of this monster. Are you ready? Fuck. Your dick is thick. I couldn't wait to have this in my pussy. Gonna stretch me out so good. How does my wet mouth feel? Even though I don't really give out too many blowjobs, I still got the skills. Okay, I'll try to take it deeper. Fuck! I nearly got you all the way down. I feel my neck bulging. You're so thick and so long. My makeup is gonna be absolutely ruined. Can you get your phone out? I wanna see how much of a mess I am. Look at you. Okay. Holy shit. My makeup is fucked up. I knew my eyes were watering, but I didn't know it was that bad. You want to fuck my throat? Yeah? Then fuck my throat. Get a fistful of my hair and fuck it. Yeah? Look at all this spit and drool in my face. After you fuck my throat, I'm gonna be even more of a mess. This is all your fault. Turning your boss into your own personal suck. You like my watery eyes looking up at you while you fuck my throat? I won't break eye contact with you, I promise. Yeah, slap that big dick on my tongue. My choker. You snapped my fucking choker. How? I please. Please, just fuck me already. You want me to ride you? Okay. Oh, you let me get off the floor and straddle you. I'll do all the work. All you have to do is sit there and enjoy my tight, wet, goth, milf pussy. Just have to line the head up with my pussy. Ugh, oh, fuck. Fuck. You feel even bigger inside my pussy. You're stretching me out. Yeah. Oh, hold on to that fat milf ass while I ride this fat fucking dick. You think I was gonna try and dominate you with such a stupid little slut? You're the dominant one. You. Only you. Fuck me harder. Make me take all of it. All of my Jesus are running down your leg. Do you feel that? I've never been fucked like this all in my life. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. I've been missing out on the best fucking orgasms ever. Fuck. Oh yeah. Oh fuck. I'm sorry. You can keep fucking up into me, but my body's gotten so weak and I can't stop my legs from shaking. I think you broke me with that orgasm. You feel so lightheaded. Get up for a sec. Oh, you're turning me. Whoa! Oh, you've got my legs in the air, trapped with your hands behind my neck. Full Nelson? Is that what this position is called? I've never tried it before. It's very submissive and vulnerable. You could just pound me as hard as you wanted, for as long as you wanted, and there wouldn't be a way for me to escape. Oh, that's exactly how you intend to fuck me. Well, I'm ready. Use me like a sex toy. Oh, holy fuck. This is incredible. Fucking use me. Yeah. Oh, my pussy, baby. Oh, there's the big
fucking dick into my pussy. Oh, make me take all of it. Oh, it feels so good to be used as a toy. It's for someone else's pleasure. Faster. Go faster. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Love me harder. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come. Please come inside me. I fucking need it. Yeah, do it. Do it. Fuck. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. I've never felt so sensitive, but so numb at the same time. How is that even possible? Oh god. How are you feeling? Drained? Yeah, I thought so. Oh, talk about a great way to lose your virginity. That was fucking incredible. Thanks for bringing out a side to me I didn't even know existed. I don't know if you remember, considering I said it while stroking your dick, but I'm still your boss, and during work hours, we will not speak of this. As far as I'm concerned, when we are in work, this encounter never happened. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page then. Though, considering all the slutty things I plan on doing for you after hours, they will more than make up for it. Don't make it awkward, okay? I just want to thank you for a good time. Yes, we can still go back to my place, but we should probably clean up the mess we made. No, we don't have to have sex again. We can just chill out and get to know each other a little better. You like games? Yeah, that was probably a stupid question, but I had to ask. I bet I'd beat your ass on any Wii Sports game you pick. Especially tennis. Okay, seriously. Let's clean up and get out of here. We can argue about who's better Wii Sports player later.